Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my new book, Third Ingredient, with the number three is thethirdingredient.com. George Magnus is our guest, our new friend. We're gonna keep bringing him back on the show until he becomes an old friend. He's joining us from London. He's associate with the China Center at Oxford University, research associate with the School of Oriental and African Studies, and he's the author of a new book called Red Flags, Why Xi's China is in Jeopardy. And George, thanks again for being here. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your book, by the way. Folks, I recommend it to you because it's one of the most sober looks at and real looks and sober looks at what's really going on in China today, George, and so I congratulate you for that.
Well, thank you.
So talk to us about this trade deal. I have been doing some reporting on this, and my French economist, Guy Sormand, says that America and the continent and the EU is closer to getting a deal done, a negotiating trade, than most people think. We're just about to put Canada-U.S.-Mexico deal together. We've got the China thing going on over there now, and the farmers, the manufacturers, and the small business sector, three groups that I've been reporting on, have all been giving President Trump some latitude in his negotiation with China. The stock market's doing good. The economy's doing good. All that bodes well for Mr. Trump to have leverage against China on the negotiation. What do you think?
Yeah, I think my view is that the Chinese and President Xi Jinping in particular were wrong-footed by the persistence with which President Trump has prosecuted this trade conflict, war, mm-hmm. whatever we want to call it. I don't think they were prepared for it. I think they thought that it was just bluster before the midterms, and that it would all kind of fizzle out.
They found out he's not like all the other presidents before him, didn't they?
Well, I think that's right, and I think that the tools which the White House is using to secure its objectives, tariffs in particular, I think the tools are questionable as to how successful they might be. But I think there's no question that the president is certainly articulating concerns which are cross-parties, so far as I can see, in the United States, and certainly resonate also in London and Paris and Berlin and Tokyo and Brussels and everywhere else. So this issue about industrial policy and about the way in which China uses its technology and industrial policies to distort trade and obviously to its own advantage. I mean, everybody wants to do that, but I think defining the rules is a big deal now. And it's a big deal because, of course, China is now a very serious country and adversary. So we need to, I think people fall in line behind the principle of calling out poor behavior when we see it. And I think China needs to take that on board.
Don't you think, George, that China has been so such bad actors? They've been so unfair and, frankly, in my opinion, larcenous in the way that they've done business with us on many, many levels, with the IP, the intellectual property thing being one of the most prominent that most people get their hands around. Don't you think there's so much that they've been doing that they could give us a lot that would change, would improve things a lot in our relationship and not hurt them that much? I mean, it's so one-sided, it's amazing. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that
throwdowns over here in America. In America, we negotiate. We call those throwdowns.
Yeah. So people, you know, talk a lot about what might happen at Buenos Aires at the end of this week between President Trump and President Xi Jinping. I mean, we can speculate until the cows come home, but fundamentally, what's happened is that the Chinese have lost the support of American business and European business, and the business interests were the key issues to opening up China and facilitating better relations in the past. So the issue really is not really the chemistry between the two presidents or whether they might come to some kind of, you know, temporary ceasefire or whatever might happen this week, next weekend. Is the issue is, can China, will China, when will China move to win back the support of American business? And I think that's a different question. And I think
how much Mr. Trump's about to, Mr. Trump has stated this week, he's prepared to ramp up the 10% tariffs to 25%. And that's going to hurt a lot of small businesses in America. But is it going to disproportionately hurt the Chinese, that 25%?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll. I mean, there was a big OECD report out last week, actually, that tried to quantify the impact of this change in tariffs, and particularly if the president extended tariffs to the other half of the imports that America takes from China. So, I mean, there are no. I mean, I would disagree with your president here. I don't think there is a winner in a trade war. The issue is who loses most and who loses least. And I do think the Chinese have more at stake, particularly because their economy, at least now, at the moment, isn't as robust as the U.S. economy seems to be, and because I think they are more vulnerable to the supply chain.
I think Mr. Trump's, in his heart of hearts, negotiating a better deal with China is more important to his legacy than having a second term. And if the Chinese think that, then they're in trouble. Stand by. Quick break. Right back with George Magnus. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.